Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. AskPat. What's up, everybody? Pefflin here, and welcome to episode 360 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, here's today's question from Jordy.
AskPat.com. Whoa. Sorry, having a little fun here, Pat. Your intro is so catchy. Anyways, I'm Jordy Carroll. I'm a graphic design entrepreneur. First of all, I want to thank you for everything you do. You're amazing. And my question is regarding targeting, because I've been having a lot of people asking me, coming to me for advice, and all of them are my friends or my peers here in Mexico, and I want to help them out. And I don't know if I should only target them with my website or target also all the other people around the world who speak English, because I want to make a website that helps graphic designers find success and start their own businesses. And I'm not sure what to do here. Maybe I should do a website that's both in English and in Spanish. Maybe I should target those markets more specifically. I don't know what to do. Do you have any advice here? Thank you so much, and have a great day.
Hey, Jordy, what's up? Thank you so much for the question and the amazing start of your question there. It's funny, a lot of people mention how catchy Ask Pat is, and even I have my son doing the Ask Pat. He goes, AskPat.com, AskPat.com. It's hilarious. I got to get that on video at some point. And, I'll try to do that sometime soon. But anyway, here to help you, Jordy. And so it's interesting because I've gotten a number of emails from people asking me the same exact question who are actually from Mexico or doing Spanish websites. And it's interesting because that's been a sign to me over the past couple of years that the Spanish market online is growing, and it's not close to where the US is, obviously, but it is getting there. And I think the Spanish speaking community is becoming more online savvy now, and I think it's a great opportunity. So I think you know what my answer might be is, I think especially if your friends who are Spanish speaking are coming to you for advice, I really think that there might be quite a need to have a Spanish version of a graphic design website where you're teaching them certain things how to do, because just simply put, the competition is going to be far less. That's your unique ability over other people who are potentially creating the same kind of content. If you were to go solely into the US market, you're going to be competing with so many other people. For example, I have some numbers here on YouTube. If you type in graphic design, there are 730,000 other videos. If you type in graphic design Spanish, there's only 10,500, and they aren't that good at all. If you type into Google, the US version of Google graphic design, you're going to get 364 million results. If you type in graphic design Spanish, you're going to get 24.5 million results. And if you go to google.es, which is for Spanish-speaking websites, or at least the Spanish search engine version of Google, there's far less than the U.S. version as well. So I really think that you should go specifically to the Spanish market, and then you could branch out from there. The riches are in the niches, as they say, and I think the Spanish market is a great niche to get into. I've actually had a few people emailing me saying that I should convert or, translate the SPI content into Spanish, and I'm really considering that, and also translating into other languages as well. Just trying to think about the logistics. I know there are companies and even translators that have offered to do that, but you know, it does cost money, obviously, and I do want to take a smart approach to it and pick some of the most popular foreign-speaking countries that come and visit the site already, which I can just simply find using Google Analytics, of course. And, you know, I think there's a big opportunity for you, Jordy, and I would test it out and just, you know, if you feel like you have opportunities to share certain things that are also going to be helpful for the U.S. Speaking crowd, you could definitely have both. I don't think it's bad to do both if you feel like it wouldn't sacrifice the workflow and your ability to be productive with the content. I think that's where a lot of people struggle when they do try to go bilingual, is trying to do twice the amount of work. I feel like you can do a couple of tests to see what happens, especially on YouTube. If you do some videos and you have both a Spanish-speaking version and a U.S. version, it might be interesting to see which one actually does better, and you might even be able to cross promote those two and have them both help each other out for SEO purposes. I know some people on Instagram, for example, who do a really great job of building a Spanish speaking community, specifically in the fitness industry, by posting their status updates on Instagram in English and then followed by Spanish. And they have a lot of people who I can see who are commenting and tagging their friends in Spanish as well. So that would be a great opportunity for you, especially as a graphic designer, is to start to build your following on Instagram. And that might be a cool way to have both the US version and the Spanish version in one post there. And then you might be able to split it out on your website if you choose to go down that route. But I think primarily you definitely want to go with the Spanish version. The only question is, do you want to also include an English version? Yes. Own the Spanish market. That's what I would say. That would be my final piece of advice to you, Jordy, is, yeah, people are coming to you for advice. There isn't as much competition. There might not be any competition. Own it. Absolutely own it. You want to be the one that when they talk about graphic design with their friends, you're going to be the resource that they mention. And hopefully that helps you. So, Jordy, thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. We're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. Thank you so much. You'll hear from my assistant in the next couple of weeks or so to collect that information so we can send that to you free of charge. Would also love to see a picture of it on Twitter at some point, at Pat Flynn. You can send that way. And for everybody else out there listening, if you have some input on this particular question, use the hashtag on Twitter, AskPat360. Again, hashtag AskPat360, and we'll hear from you and continue this conversation on Twitter as well if you'd like. Also, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to Ask Pat and you can ask right there on that page, thanks to the speakpipe.com widget. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it. And as always, I'd like to end with a quote. And today's quote is from Pablo Picasso. He said, "Only put off until tomorrow what you are willing to die having left undone." Only put off until tomorrow what you are willing to die having left undone. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.